Madam, won't you buy my hair? It's very long and very fair. Madam, I must sell my hair. Must sell my hair this morning.
52 inches quality flaxen, undoubtedly Anglo-Saxon. Wonderful length, has a lot of strength, but it's much too nice to cut.
But madam, won't you buy my hair? It's very long and very fair. Madam, I must sell my hair. Must sell my hair this morning.
Out of the question for the new sport line, but maybe the new resort line, a ready-made bob or a custom job, but it's much too nice to cut.
When I was small and Pa came home, I'd run and fetch my comb, and then so carefully he'd comb my hair for me. A thousand times he made me swear I'd never cut my hair, but Madam Sofroni, promise me now you'll help me break my vow.
Lammy, I can't shear your fleece. 'Twould be a crime for the police. Go and leave me be in peace, 'cause I admit it's tempting.
Finer than silk and sure to be dyed fast, and easy to wash and dry fast. Never a kink, and it wouldn't shrink, and it's never yet been cut.
The 40 years I've been in hair, I've never seen costs so unfair, with markup small beyond compare. So how much would you charge me?
Mrs. O'Rourke and Mrs. Maloney emphatically said Sofroni said you were fair when you saw good hair, so I'd like to hear a bid.
$4.
That's an insult.
You're right, let's make it $6.
How humiliating.
So sorry, what about $8?
Madam, won't you buy my hair? It's very long and very
fair. Anglo-Saxon, wonderful length for sure. But things are slow.
I guess I'll go.
No, wait, I'd like to help. I'll pay $10. Well, maybe $15.
It's very nice, but $20 is my bottom price.
What a spiel.
It's a steal.
It's a deal.